And then he burned down a school and we were just like, meh.
No consequences.
Meh.
Nothing ever came of that.
Now that's white privilege.
Talk really quick.
Oh, I was just about to say, we're just getting into it.
Can we just talk about it? Listen, I'm going to stop talking about Meta because I think the more that I talk about him, the worse that it is. But I just want to say how much I fucking hate the culture on Reels. Listen, if
what
you like Reels, that's none of my
people.
Business, and I think that's great for you. I hate them. Mostly because, first of all, the controls are stupid. Second of all, there is such a weird culture on Reels
of blue balling,
like a lack of reveal. In a video, I just watched this video of this woman who is
so many times
it's so
in
annoying.
My life.
And there's this woman who is like she had this really beautiful, like not like ombre, sort of like pink, blue, purple makeup going on. It was like all over her face. It was really cool.
Yeah.
And she had this like liquid latex that she had like drawn in like little lines to sort of create this like relief. It's like the reveal thing where she was like peeling it off. So I'm watching this video of her peeling it off. No reveal at the end.
Like, it's like constantly everything. It's like,
it's so bad that I have started fast forwarding to the end of a reel.
To just see.
Because I'm like, if this is not worth my time, I would like to know now.
It's like, I have had to like constantly, I don't understand. Cause I know like your algorithm is what you like and don't like.
Yeah.
I know. I get
sure.
Big fat booty bitches all day long. You too?
No, I know things about this.
I constantly hit not interested. I don't even know what other words to put in the thing. Uh-huh. I'm gonna let you tell me. But like, and I'm like, I'm no better than a man. Like, I know I have my, it's so hard. Like, and then I do sometimes though, I'm like, oh wait, is this AI? Cause I will kind of watch some of them are definitely AI.
Yeah.
And it's like AI, we are so fucked.
We're cooked.
But like, I can like there's some stuff like it's not like eyes and mouth stuff. You can tell, but also too, like, it's just like, I'm no better than a man. What is it? Are you in the sweater?
I know about this. So I've been doing research about AI because I'm making a video about political propaganda and the psychological impact of all of that. And, stay tuned.
I'm about to change my profile to woman or something.
Okay. I learned that Meta in particular has a problem with this where they did a study testing the content that's shown to profiles that are deemed as like men versus women.
Yeah.
And even on profiles where there has been absolutely no engagement, no interaction, like zero activity
anything.
On the platform whatsoever,
yes.
Like brand new account, completely fresh off the thing, they're more likely to show you content like that because you're a man, apparently. This is like a thing.
I had to try. And like, you know, God
it's
bless.
Like a real thing.
Gorgeous, beautiful. Like I.
Yeah,
I, like,
no, and like love it. Get your bag.
Get
proud
your
of
bag.
You. Yeah,
good for you. But like,
live
also,
in your
like,
power.
I don't want you on my feed because it makes me feel like a pervert.
Yeah.
Like.
Because it's uncomfortable. Because if I'm just like trying to browse and it looks like my explore page is just filled with boobies and butts, then it's like people think that that's all I'm looking at.
Well, and thank God too, we're in like a regular where we communicate relationship where you're not like breathing down my neck about like why you got. Also too, it's like that's like when people are like they actually follow.
Yes.
You know, like people on Instagram because I don't.
No,
follow.
Yeah, that's different.
I just want guitars, cooking,
and those roller coaster videos.
I don't get any roller coasters anymore because the big booty bitches are on my feed now.
Okay, stop calling people bitches. It feels wrong.
Okay, sorry.
That's okay.
Big booty babes.
Babes. That's
big
better.
Big booty babes. Yeah. I apologize for using.
I think it's just different like when you call yourself one versus when somebody else, you know.
That's fair. Fine.
Yeah.
That's fair. Big
booty
babes.
We can reclaim the term, you can.
Triple Bs. Okay, cool. Thank you.
You're welcome.
But yeah.
Thank you for
guitar,
being receptive.
Food, love food videos. Did I say that already?
I think so.
I probably
no,
said that already.
I don't think
no.
you did.
Yeah, the food, the cooking. I
yes.
also love.
I love a good cooking video.
I love the like street cart videos from around the world or like, you know, like.
Like street food?
What did I say?
Street cart videos.
Yeah, street food. Why did I?
Yeah. I don't know. Sometimes I feel like we have to think really hard about what the correct term
and
is for something.
It's actually so simple.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just love saying street food from around the world.
Yeah,
like, I don't
it's
want
cool.
no Michelin star, nothing. I don't want no fancy ass.
Well,
I want...
I do love a Michelin star video.
Do, but I just like seeing like, you know, it's so crazy because you're like, there's only so many different ways you can make food.
Yeah.
But like, not like there's so many.
I know. I think my Instagram thinks that I'm a pervert because when I was in my breast reduction recovery era, I was looking at a lot of ads for bras and stuff.
Yeah.
And so Instagram thinks that I want to see women in lingerie. And I'm like, no, I wanted to buy it. I don't now because I've discovered the magic of not wearing a bra. So like, miss me.
It's like you
with
tell
that.
It 5,000 times.
Yeah.
Not interested anymore. Don't need this product. And it's like, how about
they don't care.
What if I showed it to you one more time?
Yeah. They'll forever. You know what's awful too? I have a suspicion. This is probably a true thing that I just don't know about. Yeah. But I have a suspicion that when you exit out of the app after viewing an ad, that it knows that you're going to like Google something and it will show you the ad more often. Because I've noticed that. Because I've tried to be like, stop clicking on things, Mickey. Yeah. And also I keep getting this friggin' ad. Oh my God, it drives me nuts. I keep getting this ad. For this, obviously it's a scam. It's fake. It's an RPG map maker brush set.
Oh, I thought you meant like a bazooka.
No.
I was like,
no.
What?
A TTRPG map making brush set for
Procreate or something.
Procreate, yeah. So if you see an ad, by the way, that's like hundreds of brushes and blah, 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 and it like seems too good to be true, it is.
Did you buy it?
No.
Oh, thank God.
No, because it says that it's like, it's normally like $100 or $200, but it's on sale for 90% off. And I was like, fishy. And I was like, also, because I love using Procreate for a variety of things. One of them is map making when I get the chance, because sometimes I just can't find a map for a very specific thing that's in my noggin. And so I will just make one, which is a waste of time, but I like doing it.
In here.
Thank you. And so I will look for brush sets and stuff all the time. Because if you need a brush set, by the way, for Procreate, they're all over friggin' Etsy and like all of these other, buy them from small businesses, by the way. Don't buy the ones that are made by AI.
Don't buy AI stuff.
Don't buy AI created
things.
Oh, yeah. There are people who are just like blatantly selling AI bullshit, like AI generated map sets and stuff. It's really frustrating.
Why would that surprise me?
But I was like, I have been from every corner of the internet and back looking for Procreate brush sets on Etsy, on the fucking Procreate like marketplace thing. I've been all up in this bitch, all everywhere. I've seen every fucking brush set that there is to see. And this one was not
when
there.
You say that,
so
if I believe
this one, if this one was like, it was just right here. The whole time,
there's like a thousand
brushes in it.
You would have known.
And it also solves all of the problem that I have with Procreate brush
specifically
sets, being that the transparency is wrong and that they don't go over each other easily and that they don't like scale easily. Like how the fuck, how is that? How did that happen?
Make it make
sense.
So
I Googled it. It's a scam. God bless Reddit for telling me that it's a scam.
Double check everything.
Yes.
Double check.
But I really think that they're like, checking, like they know when you're leaving the app to go Google something.
Because
now
do.
I didn't click on it. I didn't like pause on the app. I scrolled away from it and then went to go check. Still constantly getting an ad for that. It's infuriating.
It's mind blowing.
Yeah, it's really annoying.
Do you think we're gonna agree on all of these?
Honestly, I don't know. I know that Reddit did not just refresh and
Reddit probably just refreshed
the thing that I was just looking at. It's okay. There's a history tab. Okay. So again, let's be clear. We saw this thread in the D&D subreddit that literally is just titled, "What is your D&D hot take?" And there's a couple in here that I think are absolutely not hot takes at all. Like, for example,
what's not
if you buy a physical book from WotC, there should be a code in the back of it for you to either get the book for free on D&D Beyond, or at the very least, a super steep discount, because those shits aren't cheap.
Like
50, 60 bucks for a source book, and I have to buy it again just for my party to use like the magical objects or the background things that are in that book while they create their character on fucking D&D Beyond. Be for real.
Again, this is a well-placed fuck them.
Yeah. Fuck them.
But at the same time, though,
I know
you're kind of a simp for the source books.
Okay, let's back up here.
Not to call your addiction out onto the table.
Let's be clear.
Let's be clear about it. Let's be clear about it.
You and I
don't have kids.
That too.
Not what you were going to say.
You and I, when we play D&D, create characters using D&D Beyond.
We do. Yes.
That's
correct.
One of your hot takes, I think.
What's my hot take?
That you hate paper character sheets.
Yeah, it's fucking stupid.
So why do I buy source books on D&D Beyond?
Because I like to make cool characters.
Because you can turn content sharing on and then we can all make cool, silly shit.
It does feel a little better because it's community based.
Yeah.
Because we have.
Because then as long as you keep an active campaign.
We probably shared the books with about like 30 fucking people.
Probably more than that. Yeah.
Probably more than that.
As long as you keep the campaign active, Then you can share that content. So like, there's a bunch of books that I don't have that we use the content from because our friends are sharing them with us.
Someone's like, oh, I guess someone bought a book. I'm like,
I don't know who bought Fizban's Treasury of Dragons, but thanks.
Dude, thank you. But seriously, for real, fuck Wizards of the Coast.
Yeah.
Seriously, fuck you guys. Because also, I love having a physical book.
Yes.
But also, like, I'm not going to buy a physical book if I have to buy it again on the app for to actually use the show.
No, exactly.
Crazy.
Like,
crazy.
Fuck Wizards of the Coast. Fuck Mattel for fucking ruining it. Honestly, that's...
Fuck you guys.
Okay, let's just get right into it. One of my other hot takes...
I thought we were already in it, but now we're really into it.
I fucking hate...
What do you hate?
The rules for D&D. I think so many of them are fucking stupid. And I regularly, on purpose, veer outside of them because I don't fucking care.
Like which? Like what?
Like the rules about cover, I think, are fucking annoying and like no one uses them. Yeah, like 3/4 cover, half cover.
Also, how often does that really happen? Like,
who cares?
Who cares?
I really honestly.
You're covered or not covered?
Yeah.
Okay.
If somebody asks me, then I'll be like, fine. But like, I'm not going to go out of my way. Or like if somebody wants to make a case for that, it basically just adds, I think it's like adds 2 to your AC and then adds 5 to your AC. Okay. But if somebody asks or like, you know, it's like, oh, well, I think I'm covered. Then I'm like, okay, roll with advantage. Like I'll roll with disadvantage then to try and hit you. It's just fucking easier. Like that doesn't.
They want you to do some other shit. Yeah.
It's so fucking annoying.
Okay, that's fair.
Or like the sort of endless like drivel. About like the, you know, oh, well, like, okay, this happened last night when we were playing with our in-person group.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody had detect thoughts up on an enemy, right?
Yeah.
And we're low level characters at this point. We're like level 4 or something.
Mm-hmm. 5 now.
Level 5 now. But they used a level 2 spell slot to cast this spell. And so the enemy that they had it on was like low HP. So we were like, well, does the spell end when that character dies?
Or
like, does it? Do we all need to say, we're not doing anything until it gets to this person's turn so that she can just move it before that character or that enemy dies? Because like then technically it's over. I hate that.
Oh, you should be able to move it.
That's why, like, if it had been, like this is like absolutely no shade to our DM, by the way, because we're both playing characters in that campaign. And I'm not shading our DM because, like, he does a wonderful job. But if it had been me at my table, I'd have been like, just move it. Just, we're going out of order. We're going out of order really quick. Yeah. It's her turn. Like, not your full turn, but, like, just take a...
Whoop. I hope they never watch this.
Awesome.
This would be the one episode they decide to watch.
I know. No, and I'm not shading or judging anybody, but, like, I just, like, the fact that... Wizards of the Coast would think to such specificity to write in other spell descriptions that like you can transfer it even if the subject bonus that action, it's on dies, but then didn't put it on the other one, to me is so fucking stupid. I hate that. And so like regularly on purpose, thoughts? I'm going to be like, I don't care. That's just move fair. It. That's just fair. Transfer it. Oof. I think that that's fucking stupid that you can't do that, especially as low level characters. I would have been like, didn't see it.
God, I don't know if I agree with that.
And that's fine. That's fine. You don't have to.
I feel like it's different. You know, is it different? Gosh, I guess.
And I'm sure lots of people are going to hate that. But it bothers me the like.
Well, because I feel like detect thought, it's not a condition per se.
Yeah, that's fair. All I'm saying is that like to transfer something like that, it should be like an instantaneous. That takes, it also is like stupid to me. The way, this is another hot take that I have about D&D. I fucking hate all of the problems that exist within the action economy because it's just not well balanced. The idea of like actions and bonus actions makes me want to rip my eyelids off.
So you feel like there should be no bonus, like are you like, oh, there should be no bonus actions or like?
I feel like the way that they're categorized is bad.
Okay.
And I feel like, for example, the fact that like interacting with an object is an action is stupid.
It's kind of dumb.
It's stupid.
It's kind of dumb.
I don't agree with that at all.
Because like you can do also like you have two arms. You could technically do like.
Yes.
Two like interaction. Like,
yes. Or like especially for a spellcaster, if it's instantaneous. I know that a full round of combat constitutes 6 seconds.
Yeah.
So things are happening pretty quick. Right. I'm not saying that things need to be moving like. You need to be able to do like 3 things at once. But like for a spellcaster where it's instantaneous and really all you're doing, because we ignore component rules. I don't give a fuck.
Does anyone play with component rules?
I fucking hope not.
Who's playing with component rules?
Those are the same people that play with encumbrance.
That's crazy.
And that use coin encumbrance. Those are the same people that think that your gold weight counts towards your total encumbrance and like will refuse. Yes. That's so annoying to me. Yeah. I don't care.
Yeah.
It's meant to be fun. Anyways.
That's not fun. No one would get to use any spells ever.
Especially for somebody who's a spellcaster. Mm-hmm. If you are able to cast something instantaneously with verbal and somatic components and like move a box or like give somebody the elbow or something. I don't know. You know what I'm saying? Like those two things should be able to coexist, in my opinion.
Okay. Okay. I
think the idea of like, well, I want to pick up the box. Well, there goes your turn. That's so fucking annoying. Like, thanks for making the game way less fucking also,
like,
fun.
Because we had levers. So like,
yes.
Moving a lever to go down is just your whole, like, that's your whole turn.
That's your whole turn.
That's crazy.
Granted, our DM was pretty generous with that.
No, totally. But it's just
which,
funny.
Like, again, as they should be, because the idea of, like, well, I picked up a fucking pipe off
that'd
the ground.
Like me picking
and
up my drink. I guess I'm done.
No, exactly. That's so silly. Mm. I think a lot of my issues with the action economy are that, first of all, they vastly overestimate the time that it would take to do something, but then also vastly underestimate the at the same time the speed or like dexterity with which one would need to do something as like a bonus action, for
like,
example.
A monk somehow can move 120 feet in 6 seconds, but like you can't pick something up and throw it in the same turn.
Yes. That's what I'm fucking saying.
Like, that's crazy.
Asinine. I don't agree with that at all. And I think the other part of it for me is that the game is a game. So it's meant to be
fun. Is it a game?
That's the thing. I'm sure there's going to be rules lawyers in the comments who like really hate me. And that's fine. You can dislike me. I don't care. But like for me, the game is meant to be fun and entertaining. And so if I have to break the rules in a way that like a lot of people would disagree with.
Yeah.
But it's still like sort of functional at the table. Then like, I'm going to do that.
For me, it's like after I've already worked like a really long day at work, I really prefer to come home and play with my friends in a super legalistic way that forces
I was
me
like,
to like.
I could tell that you were memeing, but I couldn't tell where you were going with that.
No. No. No,
that
I think it should
you
be
to
fun.
Do another job.
Yeah,
I know.
I would really like to clock in for my second job.
Literally. That's how it feels.
It's crazy.
Sometimes.
What are some other hot takes you have?
Okay. Well, do you have any?
No, I don't know. I don't, you know, I'm going to be honest. I like playing. I like hitting shit. I love a good role play. But in many a sense, it's just not that deep for me.
Okay. How about this? I'm curious what you think about this.
Okay, tell me.
I think.
What do you think?
That people who are players in D&D, not DMs, but like playing characters, don't take notes nearly as often as they should. And that it makes the game much clunkier. I think that if you're going to be a playing character, you should commit to being ready to take notes or have somebody in the party be willing and ready to take notes. Every single person, but like, especially for me as the DM, anytime somebody pulls out a notebook and starts writing shit down, I'm like, ooh, that's good. That feels good. I love that.
It's a group project for me, I like to think. And so a lot of time I'm the idea man, you know?
You are like the crazy guy.
So I'm not here to take notes. I'm going to be honest.
But then you guys miss out on lore.
No, if we are playing consistently, at least for me personally, I remember fantasy shit. Like
okay, that's fair. You are really good at that.
I very rarely.
That's valid. No, you're right.
Very fucking rarely, except like if we get drunk while we're playing.
Yeah. Which, then we all forgot.
Then
things.
We all forget, you know? but otherwise, I will remember.
Yeah.
I remember what fucking, I will remember what went down. I don't need no fucking notes. But if I see someone else taking notes, I appreciate it.
I think notes are good.
I'm glad every table needs, every group, every club needs not the secretary, but whatever treasurer.
I think it is secretary, isn't secretary. It? To take the notes.
Not in a sexist way, to be clear, but in a taking, what?
Way to out yourself.
Well, no, just because the people that take notes you.
I'm just making fun of you.
Okay, well, fine. I just wanted to clarify.
That's fair.
I could be secretary too. In fact, I am.
You are. Secretariat, even.
God, I hope I get cast. Stupid. But yeah, I'm just not. Also, I feel a little bit like a boner. Like I feel like I'm in class a little bit taking notes.
Yeah.
And
I love it.
I want to be like
as a playing character. I'm like fucking
When
keep going.
Aragorn keep and Legolas me. And Gimli were working to help save Middle Earth.
Uh-huh.
They weren't taking notes along the way.
Yeah, well, they weren't playing once a month.
Cracking necks. They were cracking necks.
They
and
were
taking
meeting
checks.
Once a month and then taking a break and then going back to their real jobs.
So I
think that helped.
Their real job was cracking necks and taking checks.
Okay.
That's how they get paid.
Cracking necks and taking checks is crazy. Is that a phrase? Or did you just make that up?
I don't know. It's not a phrase. I don't know if it's a physical. I don't know.
I love that. That should be a band name.
I already in my head, I already
called
reserved it.
Yep. Good for you.
Yeah, I don't know. It's not going to be me. I'm not taking notes. I'm going to be honest.
Okay, let me read you some of these. I'm going to sort by controversial because some of these are really not like hot takes at all.
Let's get into it. Let's do this thing.
Controversial because these are the ones that are actually hot takes. Stick to the core rule books, whatever edition you're playing. If the race / class you want to play isn't in there, there's a good reason.
So you can't have any of the fun books?
I disagree with that wholly.
Man, some of those motherfucking books let you turn into a fucking dragon.
Yes. There was another hot take about how, like, not every creature you've ever encountered needs to be a playable race. And
I don't know if I agree with that.
I disagree with that.
Or no, I agree with that.
No.
Yeah.
I think if you want to be a fucking mermaid or a merperson or a fucking... I found a homebrew, for somebody one time. That was a race that's like briefly mentioned in one of the source books. But I was like, fuck it. Why not?
I guess as long as you play within the confines of your character.
Yeah.
I guess. As long as it's not like... Because I feel like sometimes we don't do a good job at all times of like playing like a fucking gnome is like fucking short or like
yes.
A fairy is tiny.
Yes.
Yeah. But I feel like too at the same time, like,
what do you mean?
I don't know.
You feel like we don't do a good job of like
sometimes
honoring that? What do you mean?
I don't know. I sometimes feel like, cause like obviously you have a health pool, but like if an ogre smashes a fairy,
oh, they should just die, kind of a
thing. I don't know. It's like the anime shit, though, too, where, like,
that's fair.
Main character gets thrashed around through a fucking steel building.
Yeah.
A building. And, you know, gets back up and fights. But I guess, like, that's just fantasy.
I suppose it's more about, like, constitution than it is about, like, size, though.
Okay,
you know?
I don't know if everyone needs to...
I like the idea of people being able to play whatever... Racer species, I think is the newest edition. They changed it to be species. I think they should be able to play whatever species they want to play because...
Maybe I do feel that way.
Why not? I think it's fun. If you have stats for it and you can find it and it narratively makes sense, I tell my players that all the time.
If it narratively makes sense
and you can provide me with a compelling reason, then I'll run with it.
Yeah, okay, narratively...
Like, I'll figure out some rules and some confines for you to exist within, but like... Make me a proposal.
You know, I feel like that's more the seasoning. I feel like that's more the meat and potatoes of it. Is it like it makes sense in the world?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Okay.
If it doesn't, then I'm going to tell you no.
Okay.
Like, if you want to be a fucking, I don't know, mer person on land for your entire campaign, the answer's no.
You better have a tub or a fucking fish tank to have on your head.
Yeah. You're going
to
have your friends wheel you around in a fish tank. That's stupid. Like, we're not doing that. So the answer is no. But I don't know. I think you should be able to do silly shit.
No, you're right.
Because it's silly.
You know,
it's a game.
It is silly. It's a game.
You know?
You don't want to clock in for your
Actually,
second.
One of the ones that I've seen people adopt as a, like, a table rule.
What is it?
Or a home... House table. Oh my gosh. Oh. House rule is that, again, the issues with the action economy. If you want to circumvent the whole taking a potion is your action thing, then like,
I did see that. That's
fine.
Okay.
But if you want to take a potion as a bonus action, you can do that, but you have to roll the dice for it.
I like that.
And so if you roll like shit because, you know, maybe you spilled a little out of the side of your mouth or like you coughed some of it up because you were in a hurry. You know,
sucked air in at the same time.
Yeah, or you didn't get it all in, you know, because there's still some left in the bottle or whatever. Then you have to roll the dice and you won't get the full effect of it. But if you want to use your whole action, then you get the full effect of like maximum dice roll.
I kind
of
fuck with that, honestly.
I do too.
I fuck with that.
I think that makes a lot more sense. That's what I'm saying. If you can provide a narrative reason for that, then I don't see why you shouldn't be able to do it.
Okay.
Personally.
I love that, actually.
I do, too. Orcs are monsters. Goblins are monsters. If you want to play a monster, you'll be treated like a monster. I think that's fucked up.
It feels like that low-key, like, fantasy racism shit, kinda. Yeah.
Because, like, listen, I'm not saying that as the DM it might make sense to ask your players to be mindful of their environment, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, if you want to play as a goblin and then you want to have a meeting in a temple full of high elves,
yeah,
you're probably going to have, like, a less warm reception,
you know, right? Like,
but I don't think you should punish your player by being like, you're rolling at disadvantage because you're a goblin.
Yeah.
That's so fucked.
Cause I kind of do, because I hear, like, within the context of your universe.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I think a lot of that for me comes down to flavor.
Yeah.
Like, I would just want to, like, descriptively be like, you know, and then they give you the elevator eyes and sort of look you up and down and, like, they are not happy to see you. Yeah. Right.
Like, you'd have to overcome.
Yeah. And, like, maybe the DC is going to be like one or two higher.
Yeah.
You know, but not like a significant disadvantage or something. Like, that is just unfair. And, like, why? I don't know.
Like, you want to hard mode your players, I get, like.
I guess it's different, too, if you and your players have the understanding that we're playing that way, right? Especially for, like, seasoned and experienced players who really want to get in the shit. And you're like, okay, yeah. Like, let's really go full immersion and, like, get into this bitch. Then, like, great, you know? But I think everyone should agree to that. You as the DM shouldn't just, like, do that.
Yeah, because I also think, too, like, that is, like, an interesting, like, moral and ethical, like, because I kind of like that, too. I think the more we play, the more I enjoy the, like, what's the word I'm thinking about? Like, the, like, NPC character economy, you know, like. Oh, how, like, you interact.
Yeah, like the RP of it all.
Yeah.
Like, world building.
It's easy to kill
and
shit, you know?
Yes.
You know, yeah. Never met a monster I couldn't slay. You know
what
I'm
like
saying?
All of the exposition. But shut up. Yeah. All the exposition and interaction and, like, how, like, you character building.
Also, I love, because we did it again last night, where you put your DM in a position where they got to work on the fly.
I know. I hate when you do that. You do that all the time because I just know that you know somehow.
I would be a good. Oh, you just, you know. It's just funny when, like, you know, they plan for you to just kill everything, and you're like, what if we didn't kill everything? What if we talked to everybody instead?
I was ready to kill all of those.
I know, you're a bloodthirsty little mongrel last night. Oh, my God.
Okay, excuse me.
You were out for blood.
Okay, but I'm, like, role-playing the character that I've built, who is, like, a fighter and is, like, dumb, like, no riz, no intelligence.
Oh, God, you're so the least.
Yeah, because I feel like I always play these, like, diplomatic, like, you know, like, caster, sort of, like, you know, flight of fancy, bloop, bloop, bloop. And I wanted to play somebody who's just, like, a big fucking, like, I'm ready to punch things, you know? Low emotional intelligence. It's been
so
very
opposite
fun.
From you in real life.
Yeah,
it is fun.
It's been great.
I forgot my train of thought, but that's perfectly. No, not because of you. No, oh. I just lost it along the way.
Oh, okay.
It could happen to anybody.
That's fair. I have another one here, actually.
I wish I had some. I just don't.
This one is mine.
What are my hot takes? Do I have any hot takes?
This one is, like, a little bit controversial, probably.
Is it actually?
Yeah.
Am I going to agree with it or not?
I don't know.
Let's find out.
If the players are going to ask me as the DM to keep track of your inventory, I'm going to forget things. Not on purpose. I'm not going to punish you guys, but just that, like, I have a lot of plates that I'm spinning.
That's not a hot take at all.
I will probably fucking forget things, and I'm not apologizing for that. So if you ask me 6 sessions later, oh, well, didn't we have so-and-so in the bag? No.
I
don't know. Get somebody fucking else to keep track of your inventory. There's a bajillion free printouts that you can get on the internet.
Yeah. I think it's funny with as many campaigns as we've played now,
mm-hmm.
how the recurring theme of capturing an enemy and turning them into a friend.
Oh,
where
my
they become
God.
An inventory mule is like, that can't be a unique experience because it's happened in several.
So many
different groups now. Where, like, now the DM just has another character that they are responsible for.
That, as the DM, you're constantly trying to be like, you forgot them.
Yes.
They woke up
no.
late.
Like,
they got held up.
We literally went on an expedition and then one of our characters, they're like, where are they? And we're like, oh. They didn't wake up in time and didn't leave.
Sorry.
And, like, sorry. But, like, truly, genuinely,
I think that's funny.
Because I'm like, honestly. Oh, damn, that's just so much more work.
Yeah.
And as much as I love to see a DM struggle,
Stop.
It does.
You're
it does
such
not.
A vindictive little.
No, it's just
rat.
Fun. It's just the us versus. Like, I love the. It's like if you could, like, fight your teacher in school.
Yeah.
You know?
I think you're working out some adolescent aggression on your DMs.
Yeah.
Honestly, I thought it was funny, though. The campaign that we played with some of our, like, my childhood friend and some of our other friends, you guys convinced a goblin to be your buddy. I want you to know I was fully prepared to be like, no. But then I like, you know, looked at, you know, what the DC probably should be. And like in my mind, I was like, okay, yeah, I should probably like, you know, whatever. Go ahead and roll for it. And you guys rolled like fucking insane numbers.
That's the only time.
I was like, I think it was a natural 20.
I think it was two.
I was like.
And you know the rule. We roll a nat 20, we get whatever we want.
No.
That's literally the rule.
No.
Nat 20 means
a nat 20 gets you the best possible outcome in that particular scenario.
It gives you the outcome you want.
No, it doesn't.
Yes, it does.
No, it doesn't.
It's divine intervention. What are you talking about?
That's not how divine intervention works.
You literally have, what's the percentage of rolling a nat 20? 10%? 5%? 5%?
It's 1 out of 20, so 5%, I think.
Yeah, I know how to do math.
Yeah.
It is 5%. Yeah, so like 5%, like that feels like divine intervention. That feels good.
Divine intervention, literally, as a spell, only gives you whatever you want with no hardship, no rolls, no expectations, yes. No nothing when you're a level 20 character.
Yeah, and then a nat 20.
No.
I don't see the difference. To me, there is no difference.
He's memeing.
I'm literally not. I'm dead. I'm a little bit, but I'm also dead fucking
serious.
No,
you're not.
Yes, I am.
Stop.
Okay.
That's also not true.
You had some other hot takes. You said that you might make some other people mad, but I don't even believe it because you haven't said a single hot take yet.
That's not true.
This has been a cold take episode.
I literally have.
We might as well be in the plunge. This is an ice bath.
Wow. Okay.
Heat it up.
Oh, my God.
I'm just kidding.
Okay. I guess this one is sort of a hot take. Okay. I think the expectation around role playing is like not high enough, honestly.
I feel like that's fair.
I think that a lot of times people are interested in the idea of role playing and doing a silly little voice and like really putting their whole ass in it. But because not every single person at the table is also doing that,
then
other people don't.
Yeah.
And so it becomes this thing where it's like, well, no one else is doing it, so I'm not gonna.
Yeah, it's like the thing if you went to a concert and you're the only one dancing, screaming your brains out, then like you're
weird. You feel silly.
But if everyone's doing it, it's totally normal.
Exactly.
Yeah. No,
so I think the expectations around role playing are not high enough. And like one of my favorite things to do is like lovingly, respectfully, put players in situations where I'm like, okay, well, like, sure, if you want that, like, explain to me how that works. Like, what does that look like?
Sure, totally.
You know? Like, no, you don't just get to say, like, oh, I'm going to persuade the guard to let us pass. Like, what are you saying to him?
Cook a little bit.
How are you appealing to this person? Like, he's a guard. He's not supposed to let you pass. Like, how
does
that,
like,
even if you rolled and you already got the thing and you were successful, like, that's great. I need you to tell me what that looks like, though. Like, I want to push people in, you know, scenarios and like within a party where that's established as a thing that's okay and everybody's, you know, comfortable with. But like, I think it's good to push people to sort of up the ante.
Yeah, good. Yeah.
Because then it turns into a party where everybody is sort of doing that and it feels
like
a lot more comfortable.
Vulnerable together.
Yes.
Yeah. It's like really fun.
Role playing
like,
is part of the magic of the game, in my opinion.
Oh, totally.
And I think we don't do it enough.
I agree with that, honestly.
Yeah.
Well, that's what I think too. I think the like fighting and stuff has kind of come to the wayside for me because it's a lot more straightforward, but like navigating.
It's not a video game.
Like verbal conflict and like characters and.
Oh, that's another one that I have actually.
Tell me.
As a DM,
eat it up.
I award my players equal XP for resolving a conflict versus fighting things.
I thought that was the rules.
Some DMs don't do that.
I thought that was the rules.
No.
Damn, that's fucked up.
Maybe it is, and I'm not aware of that. But there are a good amount of DMs that will say like you didn't get the XP for that because you didn't fight the enemy or kill the enemy.
That's what gets you murder unhoused people.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Stupid.
What?
Murder hoboing is a term. I think it's a little offensive, but it is a term that people use.
I was being PC, so I was more PC than a therapist. See,
you win.
Look how good it feels. Doesn't it feel good, guys, when you stick it to the man?
Win. Now you're better than a therapist. Look, see?
Did everyone see it?
See, nobody cares.
Nobody cares. Don't expect me to be Matt Mercer if you're not going to be.
Oh, yes.
You said you had other hot takes.
Okay, yeah. I do kind of have like a hot take about that also. I think people expect D&D to look like things like Critical Role and Dimension 20.
Yeah.
And like it never will.
That's like.
Because those are performances.
Yeah, that's like high school kids wanting to be in the NFL.
Well, and like, don't get me wrong, they are playing D&D, right?
Of course.
Like, I think the people who say that it's scripted are so annoying. I don't think that they're scripted.
I think there's some guidance or some like
I think for sure like Matt Mercer is definitely putting some of that universe on rails,
of course,
like
it's so
I think
big.
They have to because
it's like a damn
you
epic.
Can't produce something to that quality.
Oh my God.
If like for example if somebody did to Matt Mercer what we did where we were like trying to discover the ins and outs of a race of people that like this, or a species, excuse, that like the DM wasn't prepared for.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Now Matt doesn't have minis for that, or like that would be like sets a, like stuff. In real life, you can be like, we're taking a fiver.
Or like, I'll just draw this map with my pen.
No, exactly.
Yeah.
I'll be right back. Can you take imagine? A fiver. Go get some food. Now I'm going to scribble some shit on this fucking battle map.
Imagine
and like,
if Matt came out with a Sharpie or a fucking dry erase. Like,
that's what I'm saying. Hold on. I think to some degree, part of it has to be on rails a little bit.
Like on this set, this like hundreds of thousands of dollars set. Like, here's our marker.
But like, that's why it will never look that way.
Yes.
Because that's a performance. That's a production.
Yes.
That's like a professional media thing.
Yes.
D&D with your friends is not meant to look that way.
And it shouldn't.
You know? But I think the popularity of that has sort of caused people... I think it's good that it's caused people to be more aware of D&D. I mean, that's like really always why we're thing. Aware of D&D, honestly. But I think the expectation that they'll be the same is really not healthy or fair.
Yeah.
And it's agreed. Like, I think it sets people up for disappointment also.
Oh, yeah.
It's the same people who go in thinking that D&D will feel like a video game.
Well, I think it's...
Because, like, it's not all about you, babe.
No.
It can't be all about you.
Oh, man. Yeah.
You know?
No, and I think that's the thing, too. Like, I act like you and me talk about this, too. Like, we actively have to... Like, you're playing with a group. You're playing with a party.
Yes.
Like everyone...
when we were playing with our friends last night, there was a couple of things that, like... I didn't really want to do, quite frankly.
I was like,
I don't agree with that.
You said that.
Well, there was a couple of things that I was like, y'all are wrong. But I shut my fucking mouth because like four out of the five people, I think everybody does that when you're a good collaborator.
Yeah.
Four out of the five people were like, no, we should do that. And I was like, okay.
Yeah.
Let's just go do that then. Yeah. If it were me playing by myself in like a video game or like writing a stage production,
would have been a little different.
I would have chosen a different thing.
You could probably write a pretty good stage production.
I don't think so.
Especially your understanding of like the human psyche and like what drives and motivates people. I bet you could write a pretty good.
I'm doing my best.
I mean, you do it. Isn't like DMing just like
another kind of what I'm doing.
Is that literally not the same thing?
Yeah.
I feel like you definitely could write.
I spend an awful lot of time actually thinking about the lives of people that don't exist.
Oh, definitely.
So
you could probably write some good smut too, actually. I was thinking about it. You could probably be a little fanfic.
How do you know that I'm not a secret, incredibly popular fanfic writer?
Hmm? God, I love an onion.
I'm not, but that would be fun.
And to be like married to it.
With all of my free time.
All of your free time. All that free time you have. That's right. I forgot about all that.
Just laying around.
How did I forget? You just lounging and writing your fun little stories?
Yes.
Yeah.
No, I really think the expectation around that is sort of unhealthy for the game, and it's caused people to sort of get lost in the sauce a little. For example, people talk about Travis Willingham from Critical Role being like one of the best playing characters at the table that a person could have because that man is so excited about everything all the time.
Yeah.
He's hyping everybody all the time.
Which is nice.
Actually, you know what? That's another thing. This is maybe not a hot take, but I do think it's good advice that part of being a good player in D&D is hyping up your friends and being super engaged in their turns.
Oh, yeah. I really don't like when people have phones at the table.
It bothers me.
Unless you're using it for
your D&D like, and beyond. Yeah, for your sheet or whatever. But
it just hurts. It's a little rude. It's a little hurtful.
Yes. Well, and I think that's another thing that kills the role-playing.
Oh, yeah.
No one
absolutely.
Wants to be like...
And everyone's just like this.
Yeah, that's so embarrassing.
Oh,
like, I don't
want
to be a little goblin trying to cast a spell and like using a little voice while everyone is like looking at their phone.
It reminds me of like the school play scenes in every show, and then they look out into the audience, and their parents aren't there, and there's just a spotlight on these two empty chairs.
Yep, empty seats.
Oh, it really feels that way.
Yeah, it's sad. I know you're meaning, but I'm being serious. Thing?
I'm being serious too.
Oh, I thought you were making a joke.
No, I'm being dead serious. It really feels that way. Like you're putting a performance on for nobody.
Oh, yes, that's true.
Yeah.
No, it does feel that way.
I like to have it so I'm like so.
You want
to
be the center of attention?
I was about to say I'm so turned on right now that you don't know if I'm on or I'm off, but I'm not. I'm not. But I'm like so. I'm like.
What?
No.
I don't think you meant it that way.
No, that's why I didn't say it, but I'm just saying that's what I was going to say, but I didn't say it, but then I said it, so you think I said it. You see how we got here?
Pumpkin. Yeah,
no, I'm just
we're
like
really
so,
in this.
Like, you can't tell.
But no, I'm so sorry.
I was being serious, though. Yeah, it really does feel that way.
No, it's sad.
Yeah, it's a bummer.
You really don't have any D&D hot takes, Punk?
I don't know. Like,
you kind of shared some of them, but.
I mean, I guess I like hot take to your hot take, I guess. Mm-hmm. I didn't do a very good job of heating it up either. I wasn't like any gas or coal.
This is a really long comment, so I'm not going to read the whole thing, but it says D&D is unnecessarily complicated.
Do you think it's too complicated?
Sometimes.
I can't tell.
I think it's hard because I feel like the universe is so expansive, and so you do kind of need rules so that it's not broke dick, right? But yes. Then at the same time, it's like, now we're sort of lost in the sauce here because it's so complicated that, like, that's one of the other things too. This is why I am the person who will actively fucking, like, flagrantly disregard the rules.
Yeah.
Because what kills the momentum and the fun at the table more than anything in the world. Hold on. Let me look it up. Hold on. Give me a second. Hold on. Just 1 second.
Because I would almost
hold on. I can't find it. Just 1 second.
I would almost rather be wrong about something and let the game continue. And
nine times out of 10, I'm going to let it fly. And then at the end, I'll like look it up and be like, hey,
for next time,
fuck that. You can't do that again.
Yeah.
I was wrong. Right.
The rule is you can always get away with something one time.
Yes. Or like if I'm wrong about something.
Yeah.
And somebody's like, oh no, it's this way. And I'm like,
it doesn't matter.
Fucking wrong. But that's fine. Let it fly.
Yeah.
Like I say that all the time. Like at this table, right now, the rule is this.
No, literally.
Move it along.
It helps with the momentum.
Like, quit it. Quit debating about the rule. Like, let it go.
Yeah.
Just fucking move it along. It's fine. It's not going to ruin anything. You know, like, that's why I think,
it's
too,
also not that big
like,
of a deal.
Making decisions about that situationally, I think, is more helpful because sometimes people get upset about, like, well, if you make this decision, then, like, in the future, you know, it might fuck this thing or break this thing. And, like, okay. Well, then at that point, just say, like, we have inconsistent rules then.
Yeah.
The answer is no.
Also, like, okay. Like,
right now, the answer is no.
Yeah.
Sorry.
And most times it will be fine.
Yes.
No, it's not. It doesn't need to be that serious.
I just think that sometimes it's a little bit impossible to keep up with all of the minutiae of everything. And so it's kind of like, oh, well.
Oh, well.
You know, as long as you're not being like a tyrant about it, you know.
You do like playing God a little bit.
Not like over the actual people at the table, though. Not over my friends.
That's fair. Okay, that's fair.
I like
over your little fake little characters.
Yeah. I like being the god of a fake universe where I get to, like, make up people, you know, and, like, make up little backstories and things.
You can't say all that reading didn't pay off when
exactly.
you were a kid. Yeah.
It did. I have, like, a real problem. I still am, like, every month after I go get a wax, I go to the used bookstore. But also this used bookstore has a surprising amount of books about medieval medieval architecture, medieval plumbing, average life in medieval times.
You sometimes, I think, have to ask yourself, how many books on medieval things can you read?
No.
Like, yeah, there's not a limit, I guess.
I've actually started, okay, I think this is great, we can wind down.
Okay. I love a good wind down.
I have actually started using paper books as part of my wind down routine and or just like part of my leisure time, and it's been really great.
I need to rip my Kindle back out because truly I am so embarrassed. I don't know how people like publicly read like with a paper book. Like, I don't want anyone to know what I'm reading.
Why are you reading smut?
No, I'm not. That's the worst part. Mm. I'm not even.
Honestly, I feel like you'd like reading a lot more if you read smut. No, I don't relate to that at all. I was reading a book about Christians and pagan traditions in the airport, and like,
no, like, no,
nobody
gonna,
noticed. Nobody
cares.
Say
anything. No one. I know no one cares. It's just my own.
That's fair.
My perception, my perceived perception.
Perceived perception. No, I have actually really enjoyed using paper books as part of like
so satisfying
wind down time or like away from my phone time because
we'll take all that we can right now.
Yeah, honestly, I'm really proud of us for being less dependent on TikTok. We're doing really
good. I'm not going to lie. We'll get to the end of the night sometimes. Not sometimes. Every time. And we're like, we just like look at each other.
Not every time. I think you have a harder time with it than I do, honestly.
There's a hiccup. Are you secretly watching it without me?
I do watch it sometimes, yeah.
I mean, we were cold turkey.
I think in total have probably watched like 3 TikToks this week.
Have you liked any?
Yeah. I have tried to share them with you and you said like, no, we're not watching it at all.
Yeah, because I thought we weren't watching it at all.
I was like pretty transparent with you that I showed them to you.
Oh, I don't remember this.
I was like, oh yeah, do you want to see? And you were like, no.
I must have been fucked up back then.
I can show them to you. There's not that many.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah,
a lot of them, honestly, that I've been, because I am being bombarded by political ones.
Yeah.
So a lot of them are things that I'm like liking where it's like to help pay somebody's bail fund or, you know, like whatever. So I'm just like sort of.
It's funny now that we have that TikTok video coming out, but like TikTok ended up staying.
Do we have any other closing remarks or recommendations?
Thank you guys so much for watching.
Yeah. This is called We Should Unpack This, by the way.
I hope all... Are a lot of you playing D&D? It's like that thing, too, where like people who are interested in D&D but aren't playing D&D because they don't have people to play.
Yeah.
Or like a DM. Or it's like...
Actually, yeah. If you want to play D&D but you don't have people in real life to play with, first of all, if it's like a safe area... and you're feeling okay, go check if there's a local game store or something.
Most games usually have
like a bulletin board or a sign up list or something.
Or like sometimes you just pay and you like get a guaranteed slot.
Sometimes you can literally pay somebody to be your DM.
Yeah.
It's like a thing that people will do to make money on the side, which honestly I'm kind of considering because it's fun and people just really love it. So go check that out if you can, especially because being in local community right now is like so valuable.
Truly.
So good. But also there's like virtual and like digital groups and stuff. Yeah. So, you know, keep your eyes open. Don't like count it out. It's a thing that you can find. And sometimes finding the right group, I think, takes like a little adjustment or a couple of tries. But
I've taken several groups to find decent, good. I mean,
yeah. It's a fine balance, but I think it's doable.
Yeah.
Yeah. We were supposed to be playing D&D on the server. We did a one shot. That was really overwhelming.
There's a lot of people. I think it might actually be too big. There is actually a limit to how many people you can have at a table.
I think there is too. But also there was, after we played that one shot, then it was like, boom, bam, boom, bop, bing, bop, bam. Like in my life, just like things that were happening that was like, okay, we'll get back to it when this is like, you know, it's that thing, it's a meme where you're like being an adult is saying that after this week, things will calm down and then it never does.
Calm down. They just never.
It was that. Or I was like, I'll get back to it once this week is over. Yeah. And then next week was worse somehow than this week. And now we're moving to Florida. So, so there we are.
Yeah. We don't know when. Don't ask me. I don't know. Yeah,
please don't ask. I don't know.
I don't know.
We don't know anything. I don't know anything. I know that you guys want to know, and I would love to tell you, but I don't know.
I wish I knew so that I could tell someone. I just wish I knew.
I knew that I could. I wish I knew so I could just plan anything, you know?
And isn't that the fun thing about life is when there's something you have to do, but you can't do anything?
I told my therapist that I am a doer. I plan things.
You are a doer.
I am an action person. In crisis, in moments where like people fall apart, I am the person who is like, okay, here's what we need to do.
Yeah.
Here's our to-do list. You go do that. You go do that. I'm going to take care of this. Break.
And then we go and do things.
Yeah.
But we can't break. We're stuck. We're stuck with the ball in between our legs and we can't hike it, you know? I just made a football reference. You see, I did good.
For a second, I was like, what?
I did good. Also, love, because at this point, I don't know, the Super Bowl will be soon, but
I don't know when that
everyone is so goddamn tired of seeing Taylor Swift and all of the football cuts and everything. Like, anytime anything happens and they cut to Taylor Swift at the games.
Like, why are they doing that?
I don't know.
It doesn't have anything to do with the game.
But it's so amazing seeing other football, like, people unrelated. This is the crossover we didn't even know we wanted.
Yeah.
But it's a thing I can agree with football fans about is how annoying Taylor Swift is.
That's true.
It's been quite unifying, honestly. It's been nice.
Yeah, that's interesting because we normally have nothing in common.
At all.
With those people.
So that's been unsurprising.
So that's
surprising.
Yeah, interesting.
You never know
where your allies. Like, well,
temporary,
tentative. But allies.
A friend today is a enemy tomorrow.
That's not a saying.
I'm just working it out.
Is that a saying?
I don't know. No, I hope not. Why would a friend today be an enemy? I mean, a friend today could be an enemy tomorrow. Like, it could be.
Sure, but I hope that's not like a consistent thing that people can count on.
We've diverged.
We've lost it. We love you very much.
That actress in the Divergent series.
Oh, she's a Trumper.
Oh.
Shailene Woodley.
Whatever the fuck her name is.
Is an asshole and a Trumper and actually a fucking terrible person. So
she's
don't support any of her creative projects.
She's not a good actress. Actually, she's not a good actress.
She's not very good at that. It's her job and she's not very good at it. So I don't really respect that.
We are never going to finish The Suite Life of American Teenagers.
It's so hard to watch.
It is. The last season is quite possibly one of the worst. Like, I know it's a soap opera, it's a drama, and like, I've never watched a show for so many seasons and I just can't care about a single character. They're so not based in reality.
Nothing happens is the problem.
This is
the thing.
It's
like,
so tiring.
Normally where people who complain about TV shows being too short because of the Netflix phenomenon.
Too much stuff is going on.
Yeah. But this show, there's like 24, 25 episodes a season. Oh, God. And I feel like literally nothing has changed. We've watched every single episode. It's Amy doesn't trust Ricky. Ricky is kind of an untrustworthy person. Adrian is like maybe a little obsessed with Ricky. Maybe she's a little bit not. She's also super fixated on getting married and having a baby again for some reason. Ben is the most incel-y of incels who's decided he's going to white knight and save.
He's the blueprint.
He's going to save Amy. He's going to save what's her name. He's going to save the other girl. He's going to save somebody else. And then his dad is like, stop doing that. And then his dad said, well, but do that. Well, but stop doing that. And it's just like.
And then he burned down a school and we were just like, meh.
No consequences. Meh. Nothing ever came of that.
Now that's white privilege.
I just don't understand.
It's crazy.
When then stepmom punched him in the face.
Oh, that was
nothing
awesome.
Happened. He wasn't mad at her. Nobody got upset. It was just like no conflict. No, nothing. I can't believe that the show that committed to giving George hair plugs for like four episodes.
I think they actually gave him real hair plugs.
Yes.
I think they were real.
It was no, they were not real hair plugs.
I think they were
cosmetic.
Well, he doesn't have them now, does he?
Yeah, no, it was just...
Can you imagine if he... It doesn't matter.
No. But I just can't believe that they committed to that for like four episodes. But then like they don't have any continuity about like where Anne is or like where the fuck is Ashley?
But I'm so glad they wrote Ashley. She was the most insufferable...
Me too.
...character I've never...
Me too. But like we committed to the bit for George's hair plugs, but we can't give like consistent... like direction about what the fuck Ashley's
doing
no with her life.
There's no consistency between any of the characters on, like between two episodes, they have two different moral compasses.
But
it's
then
actually insane.
Also, somehow after 16 episodes, right back where we started.
Man, people
now
listening,
Grace is a Christian again, who's fucking intolerable.
People listening are probably like if you're still here, thank you for listening. I don't know what else to say, but thank you.
I hate the fact that the show isn't even salacious or dramatic. It's just like the temperature, the barometer on the show varies by like 5 degrees. Just like by bloop, 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 like just barely above and barely below baseline. Whereas like if you look at like a good old fashioned telenovela, right?
Right.
That shit's fucking crazy.
Someone's dying. Someone's going back to life.
There's crazy stuff happening. And like if you like it's a made for TV series. So by the end of this year, like we've watched a lot of episodes, but we've been through a lifetime. Somebody's in love with their nephew and she doesn't know that it's her nephew because she has amnesia and like all this stuff. It's a joke. It's an Encanto joke, but it's fine.
What?
Yeah, with the rats.
With his nephew.
No. You know Bruno?
Yes.
He lives in the walls.
Yes, with the rats.
He jokes about the little thing.
Yes.
He has the little cardboard things that he puts in front of the rats and he says, you want to watch a telenovela?
Yes. Okay. I thought you were talking about, I was like, hold on. Clearly I did not catch that part in Encanto.
It was a joke. But no, seriously though, telenovelas are crazy. Like there really are sometimes storylines like that actually, which are kind of wild. And it's just like, it like defies expectations that the whole show is just like drama, drama, drama. And I love that. Honestly.
Same. Speaking of expectations.
We should be done.
I did not expect that we would tangent like this.
It's fine.
Everyone, friends.
We love you very much. Thanks for watching.
Thank you so much for watching.
Ramble of a podcast. I'm a rambling man.
It's because I got comfortable. And so now I'm like, I'll say anything.
I was born to be a rambling man.
I don't know what the riff is to that song. So.
Wow. Okay. Go listen to that song. I'm a rambling man because it's great. And we'll see you next time. This is We Should Unpack This. Thanks for watching. Leave us good reviews and leave us comments. Love you. Bye.
Bye. The reviews are just like, they just ramble. They just won't shut the fuck up.
Yeah, that's fine. Because we do. That's true.